Well, everybody, as you know, I spend time doing the PA for FC Olympia, and they last week had a pretty big announcement that they were adding into the fold of their artesian soccer, the Lacey Lights. I have FC Olympia owner Ryan Perkins on the line. Ryan, how you doing, man?
Doing okay. Thanks for having us on.
For sure. Love talking FC Ole, newly rebranded from the Ole Town Artesians. You can find them online at fcole.com. So I saw this press release the other day that you have partnered and kind of added into the fold the Lacey Lights, which is another soccer organization in the South Sound. Tell us first a little bit about how this came about and what this will do for the whole group.
Yeah, a lot of local semi-pro, pro-am soccer clubs kind of rely on each other and kind of work together to provide a space for college athletes and adults to compete at a competitive level, continue to get looks and stay fit and things like that. And the Lights and the Artesians kind of were operating in parallel for a number of years. Originally the Gophers. And then the Lights. And so it was one of those things where the synergies were just too alike. They were too good to pass up. So I think merging and FC Olympia taking over and creating an artesian second team in the semi-pro divisions just made sense to partner with the Lights.
There are so many different leagues that FC Olympia is involved in. You just wrapped up your indoor soccer league with the Western Indoor Soccer League. You're moving into the spring and summer for the USL 2, USLW. Where do the teams that the Lights were in fit into this?
Yeah, so our outdoor USL franchises, brings in athletes from all around the United States and the world, a really high level caliber of player. And this Artesian Lights partnership is going to operate more in the semi-pro, kind of the second division of Evergreen Premier League of Washington and the Northwest Premier League, which we won a cup title a couple of years back. So it's nice to be back in those leagues. And they're focused on more of a local collegiate feel. So St. Martin's, Evergreen, South Puget Sound Community College, Mason County, Lewis County, Grays Harbor, and all these kind of high level youth, some college players, adults have a space to play now outside of our USL franchise.
Very cool. I'm also seeing online, and there's a lot of buzz about this that I don't know if you misprinted this or something, but the season tickets for the upcoming USL League, just $24 for the whole season. Is this right?
Yeah, $24. You're actually seeing it right. It's a community promotion that we're running for the next month to basically make it affordable, an opportunity for everybody to buy in and support the program first and foremost, and just let folks know that we want people on the stand supporting the club. And I feel like that's a something new that we're doing, and we're about to surpass 100 season tickets, breaking our record. And so our goal is 500. There's other clubs that we play against here locally in the Puget Sound that usually average 1,000 to 2,000 season tickets a year. So we're hoping to break 500 here in Olympia and Thurston County, and would appreciate everyone's support on that.
You have a gala coming up here at the end of the month at Nicole's Bar, who is one of your big supporters for FC Olympia. And the gala tickets, it's going to be kind of different this year as it all has to be pre-order on those tickets. So you can go to FC Olympia right now and get those. What are we expected to see and hear from? I think there's an auction too coming up.
Yeah, it's our third annual gala fundraiser. Goes towards youth outreach, and then the rest of our programming at FC Olympia and the Artesian Soccer. We are having some wonderful guest speakers come down. Stephanie Cox, gold medal winner in the Olympics for the women's Team USA Soccer, also played with the Reign professionally and in the World Cup for the United States. Also have local politicians coming in, Mayor Andy Ryder. We're also going to have some fun auction items. We have a pretty awesome coveted item. It's a signed jersey by the entire Team USA men's team, including Casey Keller, Eddie Pope, a lot of great players signed the jersey. And there's going to be an array of items. Dinner, fun. There's a live band closing out the evening, too, at the program. We rented out Nicole's Bar downtown Olympia. So it's we're pretty excited about it. Tickets are online, fcoli.com.
You have got some pretty big signings already in the USLW for this upcoming season. A couple folks are going to be returning in, and after last season's huge time for the USLW, some of these folks have gone on to international teams, back to their D1 collegiate fields. Tell me about some of these players.
Yeah, we were really lucky to have some great players last year in our summer USLW team. And one of our players got drafted for the Portland Thorns, which is the top level women's professional league here in the United States. Other players are in Portugal, Australia, and in Division I professional ranks. And it's super exciting to see their success after being, you know, here in Thurston County playing at the local stadium. And so it's a really unique opportunity. And we've signed a few folks that are going to be future pros that are still in college. Pac-12 All-American McKenna Martinez from Oregon State University. We have Shu Oba, who is the Team Japan goalkeeper. She's from Ole Miss. She's flying out this summer to play, and it's pretty exciting to see what's coming this summer.
Tell us about Jason Dunn, who is the new men's head coach in the USL too. He's been around.
Yeah, he's actually a local homegrown professional athlete. He, in the early 90s, won a state championship for North Thurston High School, got a full ride to play at Seattle Pacific, broke every NCAA record at Seattle Pacific for goals and points per game, assists, went on to have a prolific professional career with the Sounders, Team USA, and then after his outdoor playing years, became a record-setting arena pro at Wichita and a number of different the Seattle Sea Dogs back in the 90s. I don't know if you remember
games
at the Key Arena, and he's been coaching ever since. And he's coming home. He's coming home to build up local soccer and support FC Olympia and our USL men's team. And so he's recruiting currently right now in the offseason, bringing in some great players that we're excited to announce here pretty soon.
Well, once again, you can't beat $24 for season tickets for the whole season for this upcoming season. But if you ever have to miss a game, or if you have friends and family out of the area and they want to watch, the live stream is pretty much the best in the Indoor Soccer League and the USL2 divisions. I know we had hoped to see FC Olympia in the Indoor Soccer League championships, but it was still pretty cool to have Brandon Cartwright, who does the guy who puts up the live stream, and then John McGlamory, voice of the FC Olympia, back behind the calls this weekend. How was that? I know we wished it was calls for FC Olympia, but still pretty good accolades for the club.
Yeah, it was super exciting to have John McGlamory back, voice of the Artesians at the championships at the Showwear Center, where the Seattle Thunderbirds play and the Tacoma Stars pro team. It was exciting. We actually were honored at the game for having the best goalkeeper in the entire arena league, Isaiah Damchin. He won. He was wearing a really awesome FC Olympia flag draped around his shoulders, like he was Rocky Balboa or something, rocking into the ring. And he won in front of a huge arena of people, and it was awesome for the Artesians. And yeah, it's exciting to have that type of broadcasting team streaming the games on high def on YouTube and Facebook Live. And it's a great thing to be able to offer our soccer community and our leagues to be able to watch the game at that level.
Well, I remember when old John was just cutting his teeth at KMAS doing high climber football. So he's come a long way and is one of the best in the business. Ryan Perkins, owner of FC Olympia, again online at fcolympia.com. Get your tickets for the gala. Get your season tickets for this upcoming USL 2, USLW seasons. You can find links to both of those again on the website, fcolympia.com, fcoli.com, rather there. Ryan, thank you so much. Good to talk with you, bud.
Thank you so much, Jeff.